Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Wara Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt? You know that feeling when your brain is swimming in tasks, but you can't seem to get started on anything because, well, overwhelm. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling the art of staying organized without drowning in chaos. Because let's face it, organization isn't just about having a perfectly color-coded planner, though that can be pretty satisfying, right? It's about creating systems that work for you, that help you feel in control and actually get things done. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to conquer the clutter and boost your productivity without feeling like you're running a marathon just to make it through the day. Number 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Pick one area that feels overwhelming, maybe your inbox, your desk, or even just those 5 minutes before bed where your brain goes into overdrive. Just focus on making that little corner of your world a bit more organized. Think of it like building a house. You don't start with the roof first, right? You lay down the foundation. Once you've mastered one small area, then move on to another. Before you know it, you'll have a whole beautifully built system. Number 2. Break things down. Ever feel like staring at a massive project is enough to make you want to curl up and hide under your covers? Yeah, me too. That's where the magic of breaking things down comes in. Divide those big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly that mountain of work feels like a series of achievable steps. Instead of cleaning the whole house, try tidy the living room for 15 minutes. It's all about making those goals feel less daunting and more attainable. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish when you take things one step at a time. Number 3. Find your rhythm. We're not all morning people, right? Some of us are night owls who hit their stride after the sun goes down. Pay attention to when you feel most focused and energized. That's your prime time for tackling those big tasks or projects that require deep concentration. Schedule your most challenging work during those peak hours and save lighter tasks for times when your energy dips. It's all about working with your natural flow, not against it. Number 4. Embrace technology, but don't get lost in it. There are amazing apps and tools out there that can help you stay organized. From task managers to note-taking apps, find what works for you and make it your best friend. But remember, technology is a tool, not the solution itself. Don't let it become a distraction or another thing on your to-do list. Keep it simple, keep it streamlined, and focus on using it to enhance your productivity, not overwhelm yourself. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's face it, we all have off days. Some days, even the smallest task feels monumental. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you don't stick to your system perfectly every day. Just pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and try again tomorrow. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about finding what works for you, and that takes time, experimentation, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Now let me tell you a quick story. Last week, I was trying to plan a birthday party for my niece. Between choosing the theme, sending invitations, organizing games, and coordinating with family members, it felt like my brain was about to explode. I sat down at my desk, staring at a million tabs open on my computer, feeling completely overwhelmed. Then I remembered what we talked about today, breaking things down. So I closed all but one tab and started focusing on just the invitations. I set a timer for 30 minutes and focused solely on that task. Once the timer went off, I took a break, then moved on to the next small step, brainstorming game ideas. By the end of the day, I had a plan, and even though it wasn't perfect, at least I was making progress. Remember, you don't have to be a master organizer overnight. Start with those small steps, break things down, find your rhythm, embrace technology wisely, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we'll tackle another common procrastination trigger, fear of failure. And as always, don't forget to share your victories with us on social media. Use #procrastinationpunisher and let's inspire each other to crush those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.